page 181. And Malasot, nothing to do with the world, it just gets more full of taivas. The world, there, outside. You can't run away from the clarification. Where am I, on the right or on the left? You have to choose. It's not like it was 100 years ago. You could be also here, a little bit there. No. And Malasot, it's getting sharper and sharper, the division. Difference. As we saw yesterday, if anyone heard in the news, Baruch Hashem, all the Gdol Yisrael, they got together, but in 2 weeks before they were passing a law, in the state of Israel, they're passing a law, that Talmud who doesn't go to the army is going to sit in jail for 2 years. Yeah.
So
finally, the people, the Gdol Yisrael, Baruch Hashem, understanding very well, that we have nothing to do with the state. Nothing to do with the state. I mean, I still hold you can take as much as you can from them, but give them nothing. But that's my personal opinion. I mean, nothing to do. We have Eretz Yisrael. We have David Yosef, the son of Abadiah, was also there. He was one of the Rabbanim that was there. And he spoke on the radio afterwards. He was screaming. He was yelling. He said, we don't go by the law of the state. We have the law of the Torah. The Torah teaches us, not the state. If the Torah, the state law fits in with the Torah, perfect. And if not, we don't go. We don't go to the army. We don't go anything to do with the state. We go for the Torah. We go for the Torah. The Torah, what it teaches us, we could do. If it doesn't teach us, we do not do. Zero. You want it? That's what he said. Very clear, very clear. He said it. He yelled it.
The Torah has it.
Well, exactly.
20 years old, you have to serve in the army.
It's true. And the Torah army could go serve. I'm sure all the tzaddikim will go serve there. I'm sure. So positive.
Why don't
they? We're not right now. We're not
because
in,
you're talking about a Hellenic communist.
Right now we're in the galut of Medinat Israel, which Baruch Hashem it is. We are in Eretz Israel, and a lot of Jews who come to Eretz Israel. We could live here. Baruch Hashem. When it comes to transgress Jews over the Torah, that's where it ends. That's the line. Okay. Sorry. That's why I said we benefit everything we can. But once it's the trend to be over averot, that's where we finish. That's exactly where we finish the connection. And what else?
Is there I don't really follow what's going on, so I'm a bit confused in terms of what the actual shikhan is. What are we saying? Are we saying because the normal army is like a snare, or
no, the army of the, what he's saying, the army of the Torah, like David HaMelech.
Even like Nachal Torah and stuff like that.
No, now the Rabbanim said clearly.
They said clearly,
all the Rabbanim.
Oh, but why? I don't understand what we
because they're against that. They say that you can't sit and learn Torah. If you're sitting and learn Torah instead of going to the army, you're going to jail. Because of that.
Go to JerusalemCast.com, go to the Aliyah page.
No, sorry. Weekly column. Scroll down and I have two articles on why you don't want to go to the army.
Shem Erachem. Kitsu, the point is that Chas Hashalom, whoever goes and does, Hashem, Sfatayim Yishak, and the rabbis did tell a lot of people to, you're not learning, you're not this, go to the army. But once it goes against the Torah, finished, Yaman. You can't.
What's against the Torah?
They made a law that no one's allowed to learn. Everyone has to go to the army. No one's allowed to learn. At 18, you must go to the army, and if not, you go 2 years to jail. That's the law they were trying to pass. That's the thing.
2 years in yeshiva jail.
It's beautiful. That's the.
No, their goal is the same thing as Nicholas the First did.
They do tshuva in jail.
They do tshuva, and they have yeshiva in jail.
Perfect.
No, but they won't be serving kosher meals. They'll be serving pig.
The world is full of taivas. Either a person will work hard to connect to Hashem, connect to the purpose in this world, to the goal, to get out of all the taivas. We can't understand, comprehend the levels that a person will reach through just cleaving to the top, cleaving to Hashem. Or, the other choice is, התאוות יכבשו אותו. The taivas will conquer him down, ימחצו אותו, crush him, ויביאו אותו לשפל המדרגה, will bring him to the lowest level. שכיום, לא אי אפשר לדעת איזה שפל זה יהיה. Today, the way the world was going, is going, We don't know even where the bottom is. I have no idea. It's like looking down to a pit of the Har Gash, Shechem Har Gash, volcano. It's like the black hole. לכן עיקר העבודה והתכלית זה לתת כל התאוות. The main person when he came to this world is to nullify his tivas. בפרט התאווה הידועה, especially the tiva, תאוות ניוב. לבטל אותה בתכלית הביטול, to nullify it completely. למאוס לו בתכלית המיוז. Not want it completely. שרואים בחוש איך בעיקר ממנה האדם בא לכל הפקמים השפלים ביותר. Everyone can see clearly that especially because the Tava is new, people go to the lowest, lowest places, the faultless, lowest places. Tava shemotziah et adam min ha'olam. This is the Tava that takes a person out of the world. Hen molamo shelo, it takes him out of his own world, takes him out, his whole world falls apart, his family, his parnasa, his happiness, everyone knows this, pashut. Hakol ne'evad lechale ba'ashan sh'taverat ha'nura sh'aniu, it all gets lost in the burning flames of Tavat Niyuf. V'hen molama shatorah v'amunah, of course, he loses the world of Torah and Emunah. Sh'adam shenofel ha'tahava, a person that falls to this taiva, hu me'abed et kol ha'kesha shalom ha'tachlit im ha'chayim. He loses all connection with purpose of life and with life itself. V'vadai gam medaber ha'tzadikim, of course he talks about the tzadikim. הוא מפנה עורף לכל הטוב ששנתן לו, אני כועס איזה איך אומר בם? Ingracious? Ungrateful to all the good that השם does with him. לכן ידע כל אחד שכשם שהעבודה תיקון הברית לא היה בשמחה, right? The same way the work on תיקון הברית depends on happiness, like we learned in this whole chapter, כך לא ניתן להגיע לשמחה אמיתית ולהרגשת הכרת הטוב אמיתית כל עוד האדם עבד את אבותיו. On the other hand, one depends on the other. You can't reach happiness without working on your tivas. You can't reach working on your tivas without having happiness. Can't work on happiness. Reach happiness without working on tivas. It has to come simultaneously. Together, you work on it. Right? What does that mean? Like we said, explained already. You're working on the tivas. Once he feels that he's going a little bit sad because of what he's going through, whatever, stop. Only now simcha, simcha. He feels happy, go back right away. Go back and forth. That's his work, his whole life. It's sur mera va'aseh tov. Sur mera va'aseh tov. That's the only work a person has in his life. Sur mera, remove yourself from the tavat niu. Aseh tov, believe that everything's good, everything's from Hashem, everything's emuna. Emuna v'tikun abrit. Emuna v'tikun abrit. That's what he has to work on. He's happy, tikun abrit. You feel a little bit sad because stuff is not going the right way? Emuna right away, kol v'asher, everything's good, chizuk. וגם ההתבודדות עצמה תלויה בקשר עמוק בשמחה. Also, התבודדות itself has a very strong connection to happiness. שאת כל האפשרות להתבודד כראוי מקבלים מהשמחה. Right? The possibility, all the possibility to do התבודדות כראוי, the way you need to do it, is only with happiness. If it's not happy, you can't talk, like we learned before. כמו שאומר רבינו הקדוש, בשיחות הר"ן, שיחה חף, רבינו עושה את זה בשיחות הר"ן, שיחה חף. Before I say what רבינו said, I'll just say, there's a new shir, and שיחות הר"ן. I know the rabbi gives it, it's really nice, good stuff. But right now it doesn't have a set schedule, so it's just, if anyone uses it goes into the website of Rav Arush, so in English it'll be there, שיחות הר"ן, teachings of שיחות הר"ן. Soon, it's going to be a... Yad Hashem on Wednesday, every Wednesday at before the Laser Brody's share. It's Hashem. So we go through the book. We started already, we're going to go through the whole book. It was Hashem with the way Rav Arush teaches us.
Sikhot Aran, just to explain, Sikhot Aran is the conversations of Rabbi Nachman, things that weren't written down in the Zemara, the things that he said.
Rav Nachman wrote. Most of it Rav Nachman wrote. But the first edition came out about 5 years after Rabbeinu died, and then years later they added more things on there. At first when it came out, they didn't have a name, the book. It was just printed at the end of Sifur HaMasiyot, and then afterwards, years later, they put it out. Anyway, so Rabbeinu says there, "Kshadam kol hayom besimcha," when a person is always in happiness, then ונקל לו לאחד לו שעה ביום לשבר את ליבו להסיך את אשר בבבו לפני השני ברח כבוע אצלנו כמה פעמים. It's easy for a person to put aside an hour a day to talk to Hashem. When he's in it, בשמחה, it's easy for him. אבל כשיש לו עצבות חס ושלום, וחס ושלום someone has sadness, חס ושלום no one should know of it, know what it is בכלל, forget that it exists. But if someone has it, קשה לו להתבודד לפרי שיחה. It's hard for him. Anyone who knows, anyone who feels that someone will be sad, he knows this, it's true. רואים מכאן, מסיף אמיר, שעל ידי שאדם כל היום בשמחה, אז זה קל לו לעשות השעה התבודדות. Through that, that a person is always happy. It's easy for him to do התבודדות. If someone sees that it's very hard for him to do התבודדות. So דבר, דבר בשמחה, זהו. דבר השם, I want to be בשמחה. I want to see that it means you. I want to be בשמחה. ומי שהבין את דרך העבודה של הספר שגם כולם דרך תפילה התבודדות, and if whoever understood the work of this book, which is all based on תפילה התבודדות, מבין מאליו שאת כל הכוח לעבוד ולתקן הוא מקבל מעבודת השמחה. He understands, right, that all the power to work and fix a person can receive only through working on השמחה. לכן יכול לחזור היטב על הפרק הנ"ל, therefore a person has to review this perek, that this perek is the It's the fourth parak that we're finishing up right now, which is talking about simcha. ויפנים את כל היסודות האלה, and internalize these fundamentals, שניתן להבין אותם לעומק רק על ידי שהולכים איתם וחיים איתם. That you can really understand what we're talking here, only if you live it. So when you have it down, you know how to become simcha. Then you'll know how to become simcha. And if you just learn about it, it's like someone learning how to fly a plane from a manual. I have a joke about that. The guy is he works in the cleaning up of the planes. One day he's cleaning up the plane, it's empty, and he sees the pilot's door is open. So he goes in and he sees on the dashboard the easy guy, the easy manual for flying a plane. He opens this thing, it says press the red button. Something like that, yeah. So he press the red button and the plane will start working. Ooh, it's working. Press this button and it'll start moving towards the runway. Okay. Press the green button and it'll take off. So he takes off. Okay, he flips the page. So learning how to land by number two. So he's up in the air somewhere. Anyways. Right? It says in the pasuk, "Ki besimcha tetzeu shalom tuvalun." How do you go out of the taivas? Only besimcha. Besimcha tetzeu. Out of all your troubles, all the galuyot, be besimcha detzeu. Only with simcha you go out of all of them. And the main problems that we have is the tzarot of our souls, not the physical things of shliyot. It's just to go through to make us grow. But what person's heart for him is the tzarot ha-nefesh. And through happiness, we'll merit the real connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tomorrow we just start. Tomorrow.